Paul the Missionary Bear Goes to Bolivia by Ruth Tawn. Paul is a toy bear who is traveling the world to visit with children to tell them God loves them. He has lately been visiting in Cuba. That night, Paul had a strange dream. In his dream, he wasn't in Cuba anymore, visiting churches and children there with the women who were on a Canadian Baptist Ministries mission trip. In his dream, he was on an airplane, looking through the window at the ground below. He could see a big lake and mountains off in the distance. "It's beautiful," Paul thought. "I wonder what country that is." Paul thought he could see children on the ground waving at the plane and hear them calling his name in Spanish. When Paul awoke, he wondered about the dream. What could it mean? Maybe God was telling him it was time to leave Cuba. Cuba is an island, and the only way to leave is by plane or boat. Paul didn't like boats. They made him feel sick. He decided to talk to God about his dream in his prayer time. By lunchtime, Paul was sure that God was calling him to leave Cuba and go somewhere else to tell children about Jesus' love for them. He didn't know where, but he trusted that God would show him the place to go next. Paul thought it might be a Spanish-speaking country because the children in his dream spoke Spanish. It's good that he had paid attention and learned some Spanish words in Cuba. "How will I get to the airport?" Paul wondered. "It's a 2-hour drive away." Paul stopped for a moment to pray for help getting to the airport and went for lunch at the camp dining room. Oh, his bear nose started twitching at the wonderful smells from the kitchen. Bears have a perfect sense of smell, you know. Paul could smell his favorite Cuban meal, arroz con pollo, or chicken and rice in English. Paul sat down at a table with some camp leaders and a man he had not seen before. The man seemed startled to see a bear join them. Paul introduced himself and asked the man his name. The man's eyes opened very wide. "You can talk," he said. Paul laughed and explained that he was a missionary bear, traveling all over the world to tell children that Jesus loved them. He shared that he'd already been in India and Myanmar before coming to Cuba. The conversation was interrupted by plates of food being placed on the table. The man was invited to give thanks for the food. "He must be an important guest," Paul thought. The man kindly filled a bowl with food for Paul because his bare arms were too short to reach the plates, and then everyone continued to talk while they ate. The man said his name was Bruno Susi, and that he was also a missionary. He was a field staff member for Canadian Baptist Ministries, and he and his wife Kathleen were team members and team leaders for Latin America. He was in Cuba to encourage pastors and other church leaders to be like Jesus and serve others with their actions and words. Bruno was invited to speak to the people gathered in the dining room. Paul was excited as Bruno shared about CBM's work with women and children in Latin America and how those projects were making a difference. Paul thought about his dream. Bruno was talking about Spanish-speaking countries and children. He wondered, was this what my dream was all about? When Bruno finished talking, Paul waited patiently for a chance to speak to him again. Many leaders wanted to talk to Paul, so Paul had to wait a long time. When his chance came, Paul told Bruno about his dream. He asked if he might be helpful in Latin America with the ministry to children. After all, he loved children and could already speak a little Spanish. Bruno grinned and said, yes. He knew just where Paul would be the most helpful, a country called Bolivia, working with Canadian Baptist Ministry staff Tim and Callie Hutton in a city called Cochabamba. Bruno was leaving Cuba that night to return home to Guatemala. He could take Paul with him, and then Paul would continue to Bolivia from there. But he warned Paul would have to hurry, because Bruno was going to the airport in a few minutes. Paul rushed to put his things in his backpack and say goodbye and thank you to everyone. As Bruno and Paul waited for their flight to Guatemala, Paul walked around the airport. Several gift stores sold toys and souvenirs of Cuba. Paul didn't go into those stores because he was afraid someone might think he was a toy bear who had fallen on the floor and put him on a shelf. Paul might be unable to get off the shelf and he'd miss his flight. Paul watched the families and wondered if the children knew Jesus loved them. He looked at the airport departure board and saw it was almost time to go. Paul hurried back to where Bruno waited. Bruno put Paul inside his jacket, but left Paul's face out so he could breathe, and together they boarded the plane. On the way to Guatemala, Bruno told Paul more about Tim and Callie Hutton and their work in Bolivia. Paul was sad to hear about children who might not have homes to go to because their parents were in prison, or who lived in places that were unsafe for them. Still, he was excited that churches in Bolivia were helping with programs these children could go to and be safe. He was also excited that the children were learning about Jesus there. "That is just where I want to help," Paul thought. When Bruno and Paul arrived at Guatemala City Airport, they prayed together. Then they found someone who would take Paul to Cochabamba. Bruno promised to email Tim and Callie and tell them Paul was coming. The trip to Cochabamba would take almost 17 hours on planes and in airports, so Paul settled into a blanket on the plane and fell asleep. Early in the morning, he looked through the airplane window at the ground below. He could see a big lake and mountains off in the distance. "It's beautiful," Paul thought. "Bolivia, here I come." Pause for thought. Paul knows it's important to pray for God's guidance and help when making decisions. How important is it to you to ask God for guidance and help? Why or why not is it important? Paul's favorite Cuban meal is arroz con pollo. Ask a parent to help you search on the computer for a recipe for the arroz con pollo and make it with your family or group. The recipe calls for bijol powder. If you can't find that, you can substitute turmeric. With an adult's permission, search online at cbmin.org. Choose About Us, then Our Staff, and you can click on Bruno and Kathleen Susie's name or Tim and Callie Hutton's name to learn more about them and the people and the projects they serve. Be sure to listen to the April podcast when Paul has his adventure in Bolivia.